Welcome everybody online. So glad you were able to join us and just believe that God is going to bring a word to each one of us this morning. Yeah, let's get right into the word this morning. The word of God. Think of it. The word of God. I mean, the Bible is the word that comes from God. So therefore, it's the most important word to listen to, and we honor his word as we listen. And I just want to say that God is a redeemer, and right at the outset, that he is working for good in all things. In every trial and trouble you might be facing, he's working for good. But we're going to see something of his purpose and plan that's going to, I believe, elevate our vision and bring us back to seeing life right. Amen. Because often the trials and the troubles and the things we go through, our vision gets cloudy, and how we see life is just not as he wants us to see it. And that's why we need the word to clarify and give us vision. Because the word is the light of God and brings light into our lives. But we need the Holy Spirit too, to enlighten our eyes to see. So I believe this morning that his word is going to divide between soul and spirit. In other words, from what you think and what you have settled in your head to a renewed mind and a new heart and vision. Okay, because you can settle so easily as a Christian in your thinking. And you'll only ever accomplish what you think. Because you can't go beyond what you think the Christian life is. So that's why we need God's word to bring us light and understanding. And it's a wonderful word. I'm going to start in Matthew 6 and speak about the kingdom of God today. Matthew 6, and it's a really well-known verse. Matthew 6, verse 33. And these are the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. So he speaks to us today. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What things? Well, Jesus was speaking about every human need. And so Jesus said that if we seek first the kingdom, do step one, step two will be the result, all things added. Now, some of us are in the habit of wanting to reverse the process and put step two first, all things added. But Jesus said there is a divine order to life working. That if your life's going to work as well as I planned it to, with every blessing, every benefit, every goodness, every ability in God, plus all his provision, naturally, emotionally, in every way, then the most important thing in your life must be my kingdom. I don't know if you heard that. The most important thing, Jesus said, not me, Jesus said, is my kingdom. And then every benefit and blessing will flow into your life. Now, God wants both. Okay, we may be err on the side of the benefits, but God wants, and he knows how life works. It works. Step one, seek first. The most important thing in your life is the kingdom of God. And then secondly, everything else will be added. You won't have to kind of try hard. It'll just come to you. Things will happen. Favor and blessing and the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit will work in your life. Now, Jesus began his ministry with the message of the kingdom. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, it says that once John the Baptist was put in prison, Jesus came. Now, I want you to notice what he came to do. He came preaching the gospel. The gospel is the good news. The kingdom is good news. The gospel of the kingdom. So in other words, he didn't just preach about being saved and forgiven. He came with a message and a kingdom. And this kingdom is essentially the core of the whole of the teaching of Jesus. If you read through the Gospels, Jesus teaches about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, over and over again. And in fact, when he rose again and appeared to his disciples for 40 days until he ascended to the right hand of the Father, he spent those days teaching his disciples about the kingdom. So he was intent that his followers, all of them in every generation, would understand what the kingdom means. And then he goes on to say, the time is fulfilled. Why was it fulfilled? It's because Jesus, the King, was here. And therefore, where the King is, his kingdom can come. And it's the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. Now one day it will be completed when we all who have entered as he asked us to enter through repentance and faith, and all who have lived as his people will be in the fulfillment of the perfection of heaven. But as it is today, Jesus' plan is to see the kingdom of God come on the earth and in your life and in mine and through the church in this age. Now, the kingdom is really a simple concept. It's the reign of God or the rule of a king. So Jesus hasn't just come to bring all the blessings of the kingdom. He has come to reign. Okay, so he has come to reign, which is why Jesus said, in order for me to rule and reign in your life, two things are required: repentance and faith. We'll talk about that in a little while. But you know, as a citizen of heaven, to be under a king means you come under the benefits of that king. You come under the character of that king. And that king is love. That king is merciful and gracious and kind. And that king is generous and powerful. But he says, in order to come into those benefits, we have to make some changes to how we are going to live our lives. Now, you and I, most of us have grown up in a democracy. And we are happy with that in terms of natural government. Because democracy is probably the best form of government there is. It's not perfect, because only God's government is, but it's the best it could be. And a government works like this. I have a vote, and eventually the majority get to win. So it's a we the people. Think, say, and want. So that's a democracy. A dictatorship, which probably if you've been watching the news recently, is similar to the Taliban, where a dictator or a reign or a fierce controlling rule comes upon a people to force those people to submit to a certain way of life. Now, the kingdom of God isn't a democracy. We don't get to vote with a king. And by the way, the king is born not chosen by the people. So we don't get to vote on the king. Nor is it a dictatorship for which we are eternally grateful. Because Jesus didn't come to force people to submit. So he is not like the Taliban. And the church isn't like the Taliban. But we are a peculiar people. In that, if we come under the reign of Jesus and into the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, we are saying we personally, voluntarily, that's the word, submit, voluntarily yield to Jesus as King and Lord. Not because I'm being coerced to, but because I see this King of Love is worthy of my whole life, of surrender to his reign. And so to think democratically as the church isn't right, or about your life. Let me make it relevant and up close and personal. To think democratically about my life, it isn't about what I think or want. It's ultimately about what he wants. And that's what it means to be a Christian. Okay, so his priority, the most important thing in our lives, Jesus said, is that we say he rules over everything. He's king over my decisions and my choices. Now the good news is, let's keep looking at the good news, because it's all good news actually, because the reign of Jesus in your life is good news. But Isaiah 9, there is the prediction hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And the prophet announces to us, a child is born, to us, a son is given. Now, the first thing they say about this person is that he's a governor. The government. Okay, so immediately your thinking should be going, oh, he's a ruler. This child has been born king. He's been born to reign. Okay, so the government is upon his shoulders. In other words, he's come to bear the weight of the reign. And then it goes on to say why he's qualified, apart from that he is God himself made man in Jesus Christ. But his name is his character. His character is perfect for the job. And he's the only one who can do the job in your life. Okay, there is no other one that can reign like him. He is the wonderful. I mean, you think about the love and the sacrifice that Jesus gave himself, held nothing back. How wonderful he is. He is the wonderful, but he is the counselor. What's a counselor? Somebody who tells you what's right and how life works. He is the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. Jesus is the person who gave us his word. He is the word. Through him all things were made. So he's the creator. He's also mighty God. So he's never lacking in power to bring about what he promises to do. All powerful. I mean, I think scripture says when we see Satan we'll be, is that it? Is that how small he is? We'll be shocked in comparison with the greatness of our King, Jesus. He is the everlasting Father, or the eternal Father. This speaks of the love and the care that God has for humanity. And you know, For me, one of the most amazing ways he has loved me is that he would be willing to take on the government of my life. And by the way, I'm delighted that I have got off the throne and said, Jesus, run my life. Because what I think and what my opinion is, it doesn't count and it isn't as good. It's far inferior to his mind and his will for my life. But he is the eternal Father who cares. Which is why he loved the world so much he came. And he is the Prince of Peace. Peace. Every good government over a people lives or exists for the peace and welfare of those people. That's good government. The reason he is the best of the best is because he truly brings peace with God through forgiveness of sins. But he also brings righteousness back to humankind. Because those who repent and believe are given a gift of righteousness, which means you are made right as a gift before God through faith, repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. But there is no peace where there is unrighteousness. Have you noticed? You will have experienced it as I have. When I get out of the will of God in any way, I lose my peace. So what do I have to do? Repent, which means turn away, not just sorry. Stop doing what I was doing and turn towards God and believe that he will enable me to live in the right thing. But I lose my peace when I'm not living under his government or his rule. A submitted life voluntarily under King Jesus. You see, Jesus is Lord whether we make him Lord or not. He is Lord. But he's always working out his rule and reign in us and wanting to advance his kingdom reign in the world. Wherever we're called to be, you have a kingdom assignment. An assignment to bring the reign of God. Wherever you are, as subjects of the king. But the greatest miracle for me is this king is willing to take over the government of the human race. Now, why is this needed? Why? Isaiah 53. Let's just look at this. Isaiah 53. Why do we need a king called Jesus? And why do we need his government? His reign? Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, well, it's because of this. We all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Every one of us, before we received Jesus and took on his lordship, really, in our lives, surrendered, came under him. We were all going our own way, doing our own thing, living the life we wanted to live. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. It's speaking of the crucifixion, the cross, the suffering of Jesus Christ, this King. The King. The reason we need to return to the government of God through repentance and faith in Jesus is because all are going their own way. Isn't it interesting? Scripture says, doesn't say list murder, adultery, all the sins, the biggies that you can think of. But it just speaks about own way. Doing your own thing. And I have renewed my mind, I'm trust you're going to this morning as well, to the mind of Christ, that doing my own thing is wrong. Because it caused the suffering of Jesus for sin. Okay? Having my own way in life and not surrendering to his way is actually the reason Jesus took on the suffering for my sin. So sin, the root of it is rebellion. Now the beginning of rebellion happened with someone called Lucifer, who was created for worship actually. But he had in his heart to rebel and to take God's place. Pride and rebellion are very linked. I want the worship. I want the place. Can you understand what's happening? I has replaced God as central. And he led a rebellion from heaven, and he was thrown out of heaven. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. That was his part demise. And eternally, he will be put into a lake of fire. Along with all the angels who rebelled, plus all outside the kingdom of God. Or we could say salvation. All who haven't turned away from their own way, believed in the gift that this king gives to all who turn to him and believe. A new heart, a new life, and forgiveness of sins. All who do not do that will be outside when the king comes. The door will be shut. Do you know the entrance into the kingdom has an end date? And it's either when Jesus returns or when someone who hasn't yet accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior dies. But amazingly, at the end of the age, when Jesus returns, we who have willingly yielded to Jesus as our King won't be judged for any sin or rebellion. But we will give an account for how we have lived our lives. But we can see from Isaiah 53 the need for the cross is actually down to ultimately man's rebellion against God and wanting to manage and run their own lives their way. Okay, so simply put, all sin is rooted in I want.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
And I want something independent of the will of God for my life. I'm going to get to the good news, I promise you. Well, in fact, it's all good news if you see right. And Jesus took the consequences of the rebellion of the whole human race on the cross. He bore the curse, the rejection, the suffering. He bore all the mocking and the despising. But he also took on all the sicknesses, the result of the fall. All the consequences of the fall came on Jesus on the cross. We cannot imagine the suffering. So that all who repent and believe the good news that this king has done this work, will receive all the good due to Jesus. Anybody there smiling? All the good due to Jesus will come on you. Because he has already paid the price for all humanity. Amen. Isn't he wonderful, this King? The entrance Jesus makes clear. There is only one way. It's not just faith. I've heard people say, well, I believe in Jesus, and never change a gnat of behavior. A minuscule bit of change. And Jesus says that's fake. Because the only way in is to actually turn. Repent is actually a really happy word. I wish I could tell you, if I say to you, repent, you should go, brilliant, it's a gift, what for? Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because you're getting a chance. An opportunity to change your mind. And the Hebrew thought of repentance is to do a 180 degree turn away from your own way of doing life and turn to his way. Isn't it interesting? Jesus said, come follow me, not come get. There's a big difference to come get, although he gives freely salvation, but he calls all of us to follow and not go our own way. So faith never works and will crash where there is no repentance. Yes. To last to the end, repentance has to be part of your experience. So the entrance, you can't enter without repentance. Turning away from your own thinking. I think. I want, come God, bless my agenda. But a turning away and believing the good news, seeking first the kingdom, and God blesses you more than you would have if you were living for your own thing. It's a really good deal. Like, if you're thinking of a deal here, it's good news. No wonder Jesus said, this is the good news of the reign of God. I've come to reign. You are going to have to change. And you're going to have to keep changing. Hello? Even me, this week. Repent, change. Change the way you think. Change your attitude. Change what you prioritize in your life. Because I can't follow Jesus unless I make the changes necessary for him to truly be reigning in my life. And I just want righteousness, peace and joy in my life more than anything, actually. And I've seen too many people lose their peace because they're living in unrighteousness and say, God bless me. Well, it never works. And it's no wonder those prayers don't work unless we line up with coming under the King and his reign. Entrance. You see, the whole world outside Jesus, which is why we've got to get the message of the kingdom, that Jesus is willing to take over your life, give you a gift of salvation, and you can live as a citizen of heaven. It's the best message. It's the only message for the world. The world is in desperate need. But Jesus came to set up a new kingdom. And as king of that kingdom, he comes to call us to live as subjects, loyal subjects of the King. And then he promises all things will be added. That's where the promise works. That's where life works. That's where marriages work. That's where you're raising your family works. That's where your finances work. It's where all conflicts get sorted. When you come under the reign of God, it's amazing. You do what He says to do, life will work. And remember, out of a trial, He will bring good. Because He's a redeemer. He's a redeemer. So whatever the enemy tries to do, God has a way of turning it round and bringing good to those who are called according to what? His purpose. What's His purpose? His kingdom come and His will be done. Isn't it interesting? Jesus put the kingdom above our own needs in prayer. So the perfect prayer of all prayers, Father in heaven, there He is, the eternal Father, the only one who knows what's good and how to care in this situation. Hallowed be Your name. I honor You. I exalt You as my King and my Lord, my Savior. You are who You are, my wonderful Counselor, my mighty God. Let Your kingdom come. Not, could You please bless my bank account? Could You please sort my relationships out? Could You please reorganize everything so I get a promotion? No, His kingdom. Lord, come and reign. Whatever Your reign is, your kingdom, let it come. Now, Jesus didn't leave us in confusion about His will. So many Christians are confused. They walk around in it's like the biggest fog. I don't know what God wants for me to do. Well, the thing is, I read my Bible, so I do. Because God's will is, it's a secret revealed this morning. It's in the Bible. I know. It's not more complicated than that. It is written. Did you know that? This is the will of God. And when you read, particularly the New Testament, the letters of Paul, it tells you, throw off those things that hinder you. Have nothing to do with worldliness. Don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat and drink. There are certain things that Jesus tells you to do that if you do and come under His word, you live in the benefits of all the blessings. And so the kingdom of heaven isn't really about guesswork. So I'm not guessing. It is written. Jesus didn't live by guesswork. He actually said, I only do what my Father says to do. Look at that, our humble King. He lived under the authority of another. And do you know what happened when He spoke the words even that He was given? He didn't even use His own words. God's power flowed. And sometimes I think we're standing like people in a garden with a hose pipe, disconnected from the tap, from the head, Jesus, and His will. And it's like we're going, I'm sure it's coming, let's believe it's going to come. Let's pray it'll come. Oh, Lord, we need a move of God. Oh, Lord, I need You to do something in my family. And He says, well, it's time. You connected your life fully under the tap. He is Lord. As I yield to Him, guess what? It's all going to flow. All things will be added. Everything will move. All I have to do is say, sir, what's Your will in this? I need to know what You want to do. When I've been offended and mad and just upset, hang on a minute, before I react, what's Your will in this, boss? Come on, sir. You're much more than sir, but Here I am, I'm under you. What do you want to do? Forgive. Fair enough. But Lord, no buts. That's why they call me butler. No buts. Be a peacemaker, for they're sons of God. Blessed. Hang on a minute. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the merciful. They will be shown mercy. Blessed. What's that? That's me connecting with the hose. And it's the power of God starting to flow in my life. That's what that is. Don't live saying you're going to do my will and not do it. It's no wonder we're confused. Come to church and go, yes, I surrender. I give it all. Not in the offering. Not at work. Not with what I'm watching. Not with my time. But I surrender. But I won't pray. I surrender. You see, if we make the Christian life emotional, then we're misunderstanding that God has given us a free will to either choose to do what he wants or not. And it's not middle ground. It's one or the other. You can't get middle ground. You either do the will of God in a situation or you don't. But wherever he reigns, there is powerful blessing. So when Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he meant, find out what's right with me, and I'll make sure I get blessing and every good thing, and I'll make sure I fulfill my amazing plan and destiny and call over your life. See, you haven't just been called to live a blessed life. You've been called to live a blessed and fruitful life. Amen. A blessed and fruitful. To bear fruit that lasts. And so coming under his right way of doing things is the path to power. Just briefly, Pastor Colin gave a leadership word that actually we will live on for the rest of our lives just a few months ago. And he talked about an acceleration in our day. And he said there is an acceleration of evil in our world. And we can all say that. The darkness seems to be getting darker. There are more troubles and challenges throughout the world than in my living memory. But there's also so much darkness that is invading our children and the next generation. Gone so far away from the Word of God that they're so in the dark. And the enemy has seemingly got the upper hand in many situations, but it's not true, because the Most High, his kingdom rules over all. But Pastor Colin said, any church or any individual that will stand on the truth and live for him in the power of the Holy Spirit is accelerating his work. So while there is an acceleration of evil, there is an acceleration of the work of God. And we're not of those who fear. But we must be wise in this age. I think sometimes we're like people in a race. Like imagine a swimming race. Olympic. Swimming for gold. And you know, we're all called to run our race. And wouldn't it be ridiculous with all the swimmers there at the starting line? If I'm wearing my coat, my shoes, all my clothes, and I jump in and say, it's okay, I really want to win. And I think sometimes as Christians we can get so much stuff on us that we need to streamline everything to the reign of God. Are you having your way in my life, Lord? Because I want to be part of a move of God in this generation. I want to line up with you and every good thing you want to pour in my life. But in order to do that, I better get rid of some stuff. Not do life so taken over by the things of this life, where I'm streamlined to move with God. And I don't believe that there aren't many in this church that want that. I do believe it. Many of you want to be used by God. But you know, life has a habit of getting too busy. It has a habit of taking on so much stuff, you've got no time for God and His will. His will is our priority. And so all we do is get so tired, but doing the wrong things. I mean, I don't mind getting tired doing the right things, but I don't want to stand before God and say, I really got tired. You didn't do my will. I want to do the right things. And so in order to do that, sometimes I've just got to say, right, I'm going to make a decision today that my main and most important thing in life is the reign of God. I know He's good and He'll add everything to me. But I want to surrender to Him in a fresh way and say, Lord, I want to get rid of all the baggage, the reasons, the excuses. You know, so many people came to Jesus and said, well, I can't because of my business, or I can't because of my wife. I mean, I just think sometimes when we stand before God and say, I had a business, Lord, or I had a wife, and He'll say, but I asked you to seek first my kingdom. And there won't be any condemnation, but we'll have missed it. It's like standing on the fully clothed at a race. You ain't going to make it. Do you know what will happen? You'll sink. Partway through, you'll go, I can't make it to the end. I'm just look, 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 look. Has anybody ever been swimming with clothes on? I've had to, because I had to rescue somebody once. And it was not easy. Managed to haul them out. But it really was very difficult because the water makes everything heavier. And you know, that's why Jesus said, stop spending your lives on all the things that really aren't important. Let me reign in a fresh way. And I'm going to move. I'm going to move in favor, in peace and joy. You're going to have a peace and joy you haven't had for years, some of you. Does concern me sometimes as to why we're not so happy. We should be. Romans 14:17. I'm going to finish with this. The kingdom of heaven is not about eating or drinking. It's about righteousness. What's right with God is His will being done in my life. Peace, the fruit of righteousness, and joy, but in the Holy Spirit. So this isn't to be worked out without the power of the one who lives within every believer. The Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit's always saying, you need to do this. And it'll always line up with the written word. He'll say, you need to pray. Go into your secret place. You need to serve in the body, because that's my will for you. You need to give beyond what you want to do, because that's my will for you. And let me tell you, there's more joy when you give. You see, he's come to set us free from selfishness. And that's why love is the law of the kingdom. The love that says, Jesus, I love you so much, I'm willing to do whatever you want. But also, love one another as I have loved you. When you've got these things right, you'll be filled with all joy and peace in believing. And I believe what you've been trying to see God do for years in your soul winning, in your marriage, and in your family, or in your own life, start to flow, and you'll be going, oh God, this is fresh. This is amazing. It's so powerful. Many Christians miss the victory of submission and don't therefore live in the all things added. Because step one leads automatically to step two. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then what? And it'll just start to flow into your life. All the goodness and the blessing of the King will start to be manifest in your life. So, beloved, what a King that he should die for us. What a King that he should save us from our own way. And what a King who gives us an opportunity today to say, Lord, I feel my life has just got way too busy for your will to be done in me. I'm going to repent. Remember, happy, smiley face with repentance, because I'm going to change and make a decision to do life different. And I believe your promise, Father, all good things will be added. Shall we stand? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is powerful. It's not a matter of talk only. It's the word of God and the spirit of God at work, working his righteousness in us. Father, I thank you that you have opened our eyes through your truth this morning to see that Jesus hasn't just come to bless our lives, he's come to reign. And in reigning, we will have all that we will ever need provided. I thank you for your vision for my life. Just thank him. His vision is to seek his reign first in everything. And if you haven't been doing that, repent. Make a change today. The Lord's calling us with the gift of repentance. You've got time this morning to say, Lord, I'm sorry, but I just will turn away from living life my way, running my own things, and I turn to you. I pray and thank you, Father, for the knowledge of your will in every situation. I've been so filled with my will that I've kind of lost sight of your will and how important it is. It's not the will of people. It's not the will of family. It's your will be done. It's not mine. And this morning, before you and in your presence, I voluntarily submit. Lord, help me to remove the things that need removing, that are like heavy weights, that will drag me down and I won't finish my race to win the prize for which Christ has called me. Thank you that I can look to you, Jesus, because you're the author and perfecter of my faith, trusting that the path to victory is submission. The path to peace is what's right in your eyes. And the power of it is in your person, the Holy Spirit, God, living in me. Thank you for your power to fulfill your will in my life, Lord. Just pray, your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done. Just pray it out. Just surrender in a fresh way. There's going to be an advance for all who do. An advance of the kingdom through your life. The Holy Spirit is going to be given freedom in a fresh way in you to do his will through you. And there's going to be a new authority for all who surrender. An authority over everything the enemy is doing. You'll just take authority and it will stop. Why? Because you're coming under King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings that are promised. That this is a joyful thing, not a hard thing. It's of your spirit, it's of your truth. And this morning, Lord, we want to be a people who live by your truth. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, in these days where evil is accelerating, we just thank you that as we come under your authority this morning in a fresh way and make changes that are required by you, so we will see the power of the Holy Spirit do amazing things where we work, at home, with our neighbors, with the people you lead us to meet. But ultimately, Lord, that you will receive the glory. Let's lift our hands and say, let's just say, glorify your name. Just pray it out. Glorify your name. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. Just thank him right now out loud that your needs will be met as you put his kingdom first. Amen. All of them. All of them. Doesn't matter what the need is. God will sort it out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Let's clap the Lord. He's our King. He's our King. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And if anyone this morning would like to enter the kingdom of God, come into a relationship, of a right relationship with God through faith, repentance and faith, please don't leave this room today without talking to me. I would love to pray with you, because it's the greatest thing that can happen in anyone's life. There is no greater miracle than you enter the kingdom, are born again, become a child of the King, and begin to live in a new way of life. But I also want to say, church, the kingdom of God is amazing. And it's what the whole of humanity need to come under the government of God. But God first needs his church to change the world. And so let his will be done in me, not just, I'm not just praying for you, but in my life too. I'm the same. My flesh wants to do its own thing. Hello? And so I need to say no to what I want and yes to his will. Now, for those who have things to change, don't just pray and go away and do nothing. Change your diary. Make a plan. Don't just pray prayers. Fulfill so that God is seen to be making the changes in your life according to His will. And then, I'm telling you, the blessing that's coming into your life, you won't be able to stop it. Because that's the plan of God, is to bless all humanity with His government and reign. And His kingdom is on the increase. No matter what the enemy's doing, God's doing a greater thing. And all over the world, there are people coming under Jesus as Lord and Savior. So do come and see me. Bless you all. Are we going to finish there? Because I feel sometimes the worship gets us into an emotional state where repentance is a decision. Doing God's will is a decision of the will, not a feeling. I spend my life not living by my feelings. I've learned, trained myself off. The highest thing I can do is say, yes, Lord, I will. And He will move through my life and all the blessings and promises that He gives. Have an amazing week living under the King and seeing that hose pipe, the move of the Spirit flow everywhere. God bless you. If you need to pray with somebody, you know, either talk to one of our team, I know who you probably know who they are, or come and talk to us, and have an amazing week.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.